how much these shows mean to her and how they really help her through some difficult times. But, you know, our show's, you know, normal sounding because it's just catching up. So she's like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of shows that, you know, that I just listen to. They've gotten me through some hard times. She goes, like, catching up, you know, like, Pod is my co-pilot. But then it just, like, she's like, Game Night Guys. And then it just devolves into, like, Big Fatty, Suck a Dick. sit on this crucifix. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this... orgy time. And you're like, oh, what? She's like, gosh, the people over at Clit Explosion really helped me through this depression.
Sit on this crucifix is my favorite.
That's the name of our new podcast. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online
just devolves into like Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1716 of the BFO for Thursday the 21st of August 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I got a couple of Pride 48 updates for you, and we're going to do these scratch-offs. Yes, my buddy. Hello, Granny Panties. Big Granny, that's Volga. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Granny Panties today, because y'all, Granny and I are in the Ford Escape, and y'all, we are escaping over to the Hara Hotel for the weekend, and I've got the colonic catastrophe kit in the Ford Escape, because, you know, Granny is likely to soil his granny panties. It's never good when you have to deal with soiled granny panties. No, it's true. Y'all, speaking of soiled granny panties, y'all, I'm washing my underpants. And Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Yeah, well, I'm washing my clothes now in preparation of packing for the big trip over to the Hara Hotel. Y'all, we'll be doing the Friday little show and the Monday little show from the Hara Hotel. So, y'all, I'm sure that will... be interesting. Be ready. It'll be something for sure. Yeah, because see, now, y'all, since I'm going to be over at the Hara Hotel and recording the Friday show and the Monday little show, y'all, I'm going to hit a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal that I would normally hit on those shows. And, y'all, the only reason I'm doing that is because I know Big Fatty. And Big Fatty ain't going to remember to do these when he is over at the Hara Hotel. Y'all, his mind is going to be on other things. Big Fatty, it'll be on Volga things. And that's probably true. First of all, today, Thursday the 21st of August, y'all, you know her voice from calls to the BFO and from her fucked up makeup eyeliner show. Betty, I don't think that's the name of it. Well, it's something like that. Y'all, it is the one and only Princess Hana. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, I've got a gentleman caller hitting me up on the Grand Doctor right now, so we'll see if that materializes. Big Fatty. Today, Thursday, is Princess Hana's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all then on Friday the 22th. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's from over there at the It's All About Med little show. Y'all, he's the in Med. Y'all, it's Mark. It is Mark, and we'll see Mark out there at the Pride 48 here in less than a month, y'all. Less than a month. In fact, a month from Friday, it'll be over. anyway, y'all... it's his on Friday, and y'all then on Monday, old cutie patootie, Luke Miller, from the Pride Collective Radio, is celebrating his exiting of the birth canal. So y'all, I just hope all of them have a lovely celebration of a big fatty. I hope there's cake for Luke, and I hope Ed gives Mark some humpity bumpity, and I hope the boy genius gives Princess Anna a big old hug and some cake. Yeah, I gotta see y'all Tuesday night, y'all. We had a suits meeting, and y'all, a couple of things came up. First of all, I want to just reiterate that how important it is for listeners and podcasters to sign up to help out with the hospitality suite and with the interstitials, y'all. Blind Guy Jay is coordinating the interstitials, and it's just a little 10-minute segment between little shows, and y'all, everybody ought to step up and do a little something with that. And the Turniped and Urban Guy T.O. are coordinating the hospitality suite, and y'all, it's basically just sitting in there and drinking and having a good time, and just making sure we keep the Shriners out. Fatty. And that Adam Burns is coordinating the technical team, and he needs help, and I know there have been folks in the past that have been able to help out, and I'd like to see some of them step up, and some new faces will help do all the training. But y'all, the big news that came out of the suits meeting is it was announced that on the 2th of September, the buffet at the Excalibur will close for renovations. Big Fatty, they just can't afford Pride 48. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I am recording this prior to the Thursday night eviction, and y'all and I'm actually recording it before the Wednesday night little show. But y'all, on the Wednesday night little show, they're gonna have the Zingbot. They're gonna have the Zingbot on there, and evidently the Zingbot he zinged him, and I think Zingbot kind of hurt some feelings. But y'all, there also the Zingbot has an assistant that helps him, and y'all, it's lovely. But y'all, on Thursday, I'm just gonna go ahead and y'all, what is that? Oh, that's some roast beef and fried okra. But y'all, I'm going to predict that on Thursday night, y'all, the Zanky is coming to an end. And they're going to send Zach out on his ass. Be ready. But y'all, this is going to be the week that they have the competition for one of the house guests in the jury house to come back in, and the four that'll compete is that Jocasta old bowtie woman, and Hayden the surfer dude, and Nicole. Oh my goodness, you know she's kind of Minnesotan, or you know talks like these. We're not quite like that, big fatty. But anyway, and then whoever's evicted on Thursday night. But y'all, I think it's gonna be Zach. I really think it's gonna be Zach. But I'd love for Zach to come right back in. Yes, big fatty, it would be lovely. So y'all evidently on Thursday the double heads of household is over. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen.
With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't.
Bacon.
Fart, it's bacon. Oh my gosh. How beautiful. Thank you. Anyway, I just went to the fair because it's the fair. The fair's here. So it's like funnel cake and cheese curds and shaved ice. And
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Miss Bacon? I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon, I promise. But Miss Bacon, lovely to hear your voice. And I hope you got a coon dog while you were at the fire. In addition to your cheese curds and your funnel cake. But have no fear, y'all. Miss Bacon called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
The listener line cut me off. Okay, so I'll hurry up and tell my story. So I'm wearing high heels out to the fair and I'm walking or whatever.
They're high, Sydney. They're high. They're high. They're
a quarter of an inch. Anyway, I twisted my right ankle and then they don't have toes front. So anyway, then my left foot comes straight down my three toes that are straight across. Comes straight down and land on the rock. I'm driving home and I think I should go to... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I Fitbit-ed a lot. I'm back at the Fitbit. My vacation's over. Fitbit and podcast. And so anyway, I had to go and, you know, negate my workout by having cheese curds. All right, look at somebody's got pulled over. I'm so in pain.
Dear, I guess you hold that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you for calling back. Lovely to hear your voice again. And Miss Bacon, I'm sorry you were injured. You had a tumble, and you probably people there at the fair thought you were the tumbling show or something like that. But Miss Bacon, why in the hell did you wear high heels shoes to the state fair? I don't understand that. Don't they have a swine show or something there that you might step in a pig poop? Y'all, believe it or not, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but Miss Bacon called back. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hello. This is a message for Hot. Hot. Sydney said that if you ever go on hiatus, you should call it hiatus. Also, I just wanted to let you know that Garrett will be going to college in 2 weeks. I've never been more excited for my kids to leave as I am that one. Oh, I'm sorry, Sydney. You know, sometimes it's older, my whole experience.
Miss Bacon, evidently, that was a call for the number one fan of the BFO. That's that Haddam over there in Bulgaria. Yes, Big Fatty.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to do these scratch-offs if it's the last thing I do. Big Fatty, you're running out of time, so it's probably going to be the last thing you do. Y'all, I'm still on that first Wealthy Wally card. And y'all, the fourth game on there says scratch the entire play area, match any of your numbers to either of the winning numbers, and you win the prize shown. Reveal a shock symbol and win double the prize. So y'all, let's see what the winning numbers are. The winning numbers are number 20 and number 10. Big Fatty, I feel like you're going to be lucky. All right, let's just see how we do here. The first one is a number 20. Oh, Big Fatty, you're a winner. Oh, dear God. sexy. And the second one is a number 6, no winner there. And then the third one is a number 5, not a winner. And then number 13, no winner there. And then a number 12, not a winner. And then let's just go on down here to this one. It's a number 3, not a winner. Number 9, no winner there. Number 18, not a winner. Number 11, no winner there. Oh, and then number 10. Oh, dear, I see, Big Freddy, you're a double winner. All right, let's see what we won. Yes, Big Freddy. Let's see. The first, we won $5. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. $5 for the number 20. And let's see what we won for the number 10. It's another $5. Big Fatty, $10. That's lovely. Gus Chad, you picked a good card. And y'all, here's the second one that Gus Chad sent me. It's the Moose 81, Minnesota's newest poker game. And y'all, if you reveal a moose, you win $20 instantly. If you reveal an 81, you win $25 instantly. And then what you have to do is you scratch off the dealer's hand and then community cards. And then you scratch the 6-player hands and the dealer hand to reveal 4 cards each. Scratch the community cards to reveal 4 card symbols and make the best 5 card poker hand for each player by using 4 cards for that player plus the community cards. If the player's best 5 card poker hand is higher than the dealer's best 5 card poker hand, you win the prize shown. Big Freddy. And if a player's starting 4 card hand has an ace and an 8, you automatically win double the prize shown. Big Freddy, that's confusing. All right, let's just see if we got the moose on the bonus. Not a winner. Try again. How about the 81 on the other bonus? Big Freddy, try again. All right, let's see what the dealer's hand is. The dealer has a 6 and a foe and a king and a 2. I say chew. And the community cards are a 2. And a foe, and an ace, and a queen. So there's two pairs, it's one pair. It's a pair of fours. King high. All right, let's see what the first hand is here. It's a jack, a 7, a 9, and a 6. No winner there, Big Fatty. You're just sucking wind on that one. All right, the second player is a 2 and a 9. And a king and a 10. Not a winner there either, Big Fatty. The next one is a queen. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a pair of queens. You're a winner. All right, so we've got a winner there. And then the next one is a 6 and a 3 and a 9 and another 3. And no, Big Fatty, that's not a winner. And then it's a 5 and a king and a 10 and another 10. Big Fatty, that's another winner. And y'all, the last one was a jack, a 9, a 5, and a queen. And y'all, that gave Big Fatty a pair of queens. So y'all, I've got 3 winners on this card. Let's just see what the winners are. Y'all, I've gone back and I've re-looked at the directions again, and I don't think I have any winners on this card. But y'all, there for a second, just a quick second, I thought I had won $200, $25, and $100,000. But I don't think I did. But Gus Chad, I'm sending the son of a bitch back to you, just in case. Just in case. So you take that one in, and you check on the $100,000. $225, and go ahead and pick up the $10 anyway. Big Fatty. Joe Batance, if Big Fatty had won $100,000, what would you have said?
Just devolves into, like, Big Fatty.
Oh, $100,000 devolves in Big Fatty's pocket.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.